for today comes from Matthew 21, verses 1 to 11. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there, with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, tell him that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, placed their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." Amen.
Praise God, saints. God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. Hallelujah. Indeed, today, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and glad in it. This is a very high day of praise as we celebrate Palm Sunday and Jesus' entry into the holy city of Jerusalem. I do bring you greetings from your sisters and brothers at Glenville New Life Community Church, and Pastor Rick and Pastor Kelly send their love as well. Amen. It was so beautiful at the beginning of the service to see the young people come in and bring the palms, and then to see you all waving the palms. Amen. It just gives us a glimpse of what it was like when Jesus was riding in, and that is so awesome. Thank you, the praise team, and for the choir. Just beautiful, beautiful. Well, you have a sermon note sheet today, I do believe, and it is a pretty purple, a pretty lavender, and we will be glancing at this note sheet throughout. As you look at it, what is the title of our message for this Palm Sunday? All right, amen. Some do and some don't. So I'd like you to just turn to a neighbor and say, "Neighbor, some do and some don't. Some do and some don't." Amen. Hallelujah. Palm Sunday is all about a day, as the choir has sang, when the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, he was greatly honored. And this day marks the end of Jesus's earthly life. Today is the beginning of the end. Palm Sunday is the first day to be Jesus's last week here on earth. But before we begin, I want us to join our hearts in prayer. Praise your name, Lord God Almighty. We thank you for the honor and privilege of your presence in our midst this Palm Sunday. We rejoice that you indeed have gathered us for worship. And now, O God, as we actively listen to the preaching of your word, let the winds of your spirit continue to blow in our midst, loving God. Oh, let us hear the sound. Let us feel the power of your words this day. And Lord, may we be not just hearers, but go forth doers of your precious holy word as well. And we give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. And all of God's saints join together to say, amen, amen. Looking at your sermon note sheet, you'll see our text for today. It focuses on the praise and the acclamation that Jesus received when he made his entrance into the city of Jerusalem. The crowd shouted as Jesus was riding, "Hosanna in the this, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And it was the crowd's way of saying, for he's a jolly good fellow. That's what they were saying. And they were saying, hip, hip, hooray, praise God. And this text focuses on the praise and the acclamation when he made his entrance in. And it occurred shortly after Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. And on his way into Jerusalem, he had stopped again in Bethany to eat supper with Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. And John 12 tells us that. Now, saints, the word spread among the crowd of people, which had grown to hundreds of thousands. I mean, there was a lot of folks because of the upcoming Passover celebration. So as Jesus approached Jerusalem, the crowds praised him, and they took the branches off the palm trees. And these are just so beautiful. And they began to wave them and shout, Hosanna, 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 praising the Lord Jesus. Now, saints, the term Hosanna is Aramaic translation of the word Hoshiana, which means save us, save us. It appears a total of 6 times in the gospel, and each time it's connected with Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. And in Mark 11, verse 9, Hosanna, it stands absolutely on its own. Just Hosanna is what Mark says. Now in Matthew 21, our text for today, in verse 9 and 15, it's also followed by the phrase, to the Son of David. Hosanna to the Son of David. And it's followed with another phrase in Mark 11, 10. It says, Hosanna in the highest. All right, so each gospel has it a little different, and it's just so interesting to compare them. So it was a term, Hosanna, used only during the Feast of the Tabernacle. And during this time, the people would bring the first fruits of their harvest to the temple to this great celebration. And during the celebration, the people would repeat Psalm 118, verse 25, which we read earlier. And they would repeat Psalm 118, verse 25, once each day for 6 days as they made a solemn procession around the sacrifice. Now, Psalm 118, verse 25 says, save us now, we beseech you, O Lord, we beseech you, send now prosperity. All right, so on the 7th day, it was repeated 7 times. And it was a solemn chant, like a recitation that was given in hopes of salvation and prosperity to come. Now, the people's plea to God was that Hosanna, or save them, would bring them prosperity. Well, the Old Testament ritual, which drew from Psalm 118, it was prophetic, because while it appealed to God for salvation and prosperity, in verse 25, the other verses pointed with prophetic accuracy to the coming of the Messiah. Verse 22, which says, the stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. And that was quoted by Jesus in Matthew 21, verse 42, as referring to himself. Well, the people, sensing that Jesus was the promised one of the Psalm 118 quoted, they were just filled with joy this time. Normally, it was like said very solemnly, but this time they were excited. They had their palms, they had laid their coats down, and they were filled with joy. Then they added verse 26 of Psalm, which said, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And they shouted instead of chanting it in a dry monotone. This time they were shouting and there was joy in their spirit. They rejoiced greatly and took their coats and they just laid them on the ground to welcome, oh, Jesus, and just to say, save us, Lord, and bring us prosperity. It was no longer a dry, empty ritual, but a living hope. And they had a reason for joy. Hallelujah. Well, as the people praised Jesus, they took what was once a sad and solemn expression and they turned it into one of joy. And this new hope, saints, was supplied by the coming of Jesus, who was the object of all their praise. They were worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ. As Psalm 150 says, praise him because of his mighty acts. Hallelujah. Jesus was praised because of his mighty acts among the people. They knew about his raising Lazarus from the dead. They knew about him healing the sick. They knew about him feeding the thousands with just a handful of fishes and bread. And therefore, they praised him. They waved those palms and said, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And saints, today, we should praise him because we too know of his mighty acts. How many here today know something about the Lord's mighty acts in your life? That God has been good. Amen. Praise God. And by the grace of God, many of us here today, we can testify that we too have experienced God's love, God's warm embrace. When we were going through times of loneliness, we have felt God's strong hand of assurance when we were feeling weak. And we should gladly join those who praise the Lord, amen, because God is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, good, there were a few amens. Praise God. Thank you. Yet, while there are millions in the world that celebrate the life of Jesus Christ and strive to carry out his mission, there are also millions who refuse to glorify him, who refuse and they reject his call upon their life. There are millions who deny him completely. Well, I want to ask you the question, have you ever tried to get like a whole group, everybody to do everything the way they should, when they should, and how they should? And I just want to ask you, what was your success rate? Was it half? Did you get a majority to cooperate? No matter what the occasion, even joyous occasions, there will be some who will refuse to cooperate and share in it. Amen. All right, now, there's a story of a pastor. She went to visit the sixth grade Sunday school class one Sunday, so she thought she'd ask the class just a simple question was based on last Sunday's lesson. So she said, tell me, who tore down the walls of Jericho? And the children unanimously agreed that they weren't sure, but they knew it wasn't them. Okay, they knew they hadn't tore down the walls. So the pastor asked the teacher what he thought, and he said, well, Pastor, I've known these kids a long time, and if they said they didn't do it, then that means they didn't do it. Ooh, then the pastor discouragingly left the classroom, and she met the education director in the hall, and she told him what had transpired. The director said, Pastor, let's don't blow this thing out of proportion. If the walls need fixed, we'll approve it in the next business meeting and take it out of the business fund. Oh, praise God. They just didn't get that one. And it's sad that so many people can be blind to the truth of God, that hearts can be so callous that they can't even see reason. Now, saints, there are many people today who greet the master with the same kind of enthusiasm. They're shouting, Hosanna! Oh, praise God. But then, by Friday, they're quick to deny him in the presence of enemies and critics. As Christians, we have the responsibility of telling the world about Jesus Christ. It is our responsibility. We should tell them about the day that he entered into our lives. Hallelujah. How many here today had that day that when he entered into your life? Oh, and then we need to share with them about the commitment that we have made to live daily for him. Oh, even when the shouts of hosannas have faded in the background and the world has turned a cold shoulder. Well, saints, as Christians, we know that Jesus is worthy to be praised. He is worthy, saints, because of his mighty works, his mighty acts. Jesus is worthy because he has shown each of us mercy every day. How many know if it wasn't for the mercy and grace of God, none of us would be here today? Amen. Jesus is worthy because he has shown us mercy and grace. And because he died for our sins. He was without sin, but he died for our sins that we might have life abundant and for all eternity. Therefore, saints, as Christians, we should be among the many who threw their garments on the ground and who picked a palm up and who said, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And we should not be frustrated or intimidated by those who refuse to praise him with their lips or serve him with their hands. It is true, saints, today that there are those who do and there are those who don't. But one of these days, the faithful will be called to receive their reward. Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord Jesus. And some will and some won't. Amen. John 12:9, it notes that many of the crowd came not to see Jesus, but to see Lazarus, who had been raised from the dead. They didn't come to see Jesus, some of them, because they didn't know what to think about Jesus fully. But they wanted to see this Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. Scripture tells us some believed and followed him, and some did not. Even some of the officials believed him, but they chose to keep silent for fear that it wouldn't be popular at the time. Well, as Jesus entered the city, many of the people, they cast their coats and they picked up the palms as a symbolic gesture, which was a part of the many ceremonies associated with the Passover. And if you would notice our second point in our sermon note sheet, there were words of praise offered for Jesus as he rode in on that donkey. There were shouts of Hosanna from the crowds, and many shouted and many praised him. Some did, but some did not. There were those who had not quite committed to serving him, and there were still others who didn't even believe at all. So the shouts of praise in the crowd have been recorded by history. But the record indicates that not everyone that was in the crowd believed the report. John 12:38-40, it details how there were many who saw what Jesus was doing. They heard what Jesus said, and they still would not believe, prompting the recall of the words of the prophet Isaiah. When Isaiah asked, who has believed our report? Oh, there were some who did, and there were some who didn't. And neither were all of his disciples fully loyal. Some were, and we know at least one was not. Amen. And in all, many praised Jesus, but not all, which is a reflection of his entire ministry. Thousands had heard the message of love of God. Thousands had heard the message of service to humankind. Thousands had believed it. But there were still some who didn't. Some do and some don't. And saints, today, just as in biblical times, today, there are many who have heard of Jesus. There are many who have observed his mighty works from a distance, but hesitate to welcome him into their own lives. If you would look there at number 5, there, saints, are 3 controlling factors that indicate the extent to which we do and don't with respect to the following our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. These 3 factors are obedience, service, and praise. Now combined, they indicate how we stand, how sold out we are for the Lord Jesus Christ. And there is no middle ground. Jesus said that. Well, the first is obedience. Everybody say obedience. 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 God expects each of those who follow him to obey his commands, to obey God's laws. And we look around, some do and some don't. We look in the word of God, it says, honor your father and your mother. Some do and some, all right. Thou shalt not steal. Some do and some, all right. Thou shalt not kill. Some do and some, thou shalt not commit adultery. Some do and some, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Some do and some, love the Lord your God with all of your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. Some do and some don't. There are many who know the moral law of God, but choose to ignore it and pretend that it does not exist. As others go about the business obeying God's laws, in essence, waving palm branches and throwing their coats in the way, these who refuse, they stand firm and they hold tight to their own desires. Because the Lord says we must die to ourselves. So the first is obedience. The second is what? Service. Service is expected of every person who believes in a living God. Service to God is reflected in our willingness to serve God and to serve others. To have a passionate love for God, a passionate love for each other, and a passionate love for those who do not yet know Jesus. And that would include even the poor, the needy, the brokenhearted, the lonely, those who are going through, and multitudes of people like them. They comprise our missionary field. Amen. Service to God is often misconstrued with worship. A person may come to Sunday school, we may come to morning worship, and we might stay here till 2 o'clock and come back for the evening service, and we think, wow, I've just really done a lot of service. No, you did plenty of worship, but you didn't do 1 minute of service, really. Peter was taken to the top of the Mount of Transfiguration. He enjoyed the worship so much. Peter wanted to stay. He did not want to come down because the worship was so good. But scripture lets us know the service wasn't on the mountaintop. He had to come down in the valley to offer service. Amen. To serve God, he must come down. To serve God, we must go out and serve the Lord God. Now, many have allocated very little time to service, yet it is the very essence of Christianity. It's that sold-out spirit. How many got a sold-out spirit for the Lord Jesus today? All right. How many? Praise God. Amen. Well, if you do, could you high-five somebody and say, go for sold-out. Go for sold out. Would you go for sold out? Okay, praise God. That sold out spirit prompts us, amen, to serve the Lord, to make a difference in our community, make a difference at home, make a difference on our jobs, make a difference at school for the Lord Jesus Christ, to be sold out 100% unashamed of our love and service to the Lord. It'll cause us to do all kinds of things for our community. Go out there and clean it up. We might say, why we got to go out and clean up the community? Because we love God and we love people, amen, and we love our community. It's that sold out spirit that motivates us to build homes for the homeless and to provide meals for the hungry and to give countless hours of service for all kinds of reasons that glorify God and are a blessing to God's people so that people can look up and say, wow, I want what they've got. Hallelujah. Oh, sometimes it's as simply as ringing a bell for the Salvation Army or just volunteering wherever you can. Jesus puts it this way in Matthew 23:11. But the one that is greatest among you shall be your servant. Praise God. So when it comes to service, there are some who do and some who don't. What's the third factor, saints? Praise! Praise. Let's all say that as loud as we can. Praise. Amen. God expects praise from God's people. The praise of God's people, Scripture says, brings joy to the heart of God. Praise and adoration as we worship God. Amen. And there are those, we're obedient and we're serving, but we just got to do some better work on our praise. Hallelujah. Our gathering together. Amen. And unashamedly just praising the Lord God who is worthy of praise. Oh, hallelujah. You know, as a crowd shout, praise God from whom all blessings flow. And they were throwing their garments on the ground and they were waving. There were others who were just standing by silently, not opening their mouth, not waving a palm branch, not doing anything. And as Jesus moved through the streets of Jerusalem, the crowds were shouting, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, blessed be the one who comes in the name of the Lord. And they were praising so. The leaders, they got so upset. And the Pharisees, they said to him, complaining about the loudness. Yeah, you ever hear anybody complain about loudness? But they were complaining about the loudness and the praise. And they asked Jesus, they said, look here, tell them to be quiet. They're too loud. But Jesus responded, if these hold their peace, the very rocks will cry out. Hallelujah. Oh, saints, there should be something that the Lord has done for us that we can shout about. Amen. I know I got a reason to shout today. Anybody else got a reason to shout? Shout hallelujah. I know what God has done for me. Amen. There should be something that God has done for you, amen, in your life that gives you something to shout about, that would make you want to go tell somebody about the Lord Jesus Christ. No wonder the songwriter declares, let those who refuse to sing, who never knew our God, join in a song with sweet accord. Join in a song with sweet accord, and thus around the throne, and thus around the throne. Oh, praise God, we're marching to Zion. And we see some will, and some won't. Well, while there were many who did, some didn't. While some do, some don't. But I want to say to you, Christ Church today, my dear brothers and sisters, be reminded that one of these days, the Lord is going to reward the faithful. He's going to reward those faithful, sold out followers with crowns. Amen. In glory. Praise your name. Oh, some of us got a lot of jewels. Some of us got a few. Some of us got kind of a plain crown, but thank God we got a crown. Amen. And when it comes to receiving our rewards, oh, Scripture lets us know some will and some won't. Some will walk the streets of glory with golden crowns on their heads. Some will, and some won't. But some won't, not because they can't, but because they won't confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. That's why. They won't obey his commands. They won't serve and love their sisters and brothers. They won't praise him in the congregation with shouts of praise and thanksgiving. You know, I don't know about you today, saints, but I want to be in that number. Hallelujah. I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in, I want to declare, I will. I want to be a part of the I will group. Amen. So if you are in the I will crowd, you're in very good company. Isaiah 25:1 says, O Lord, you are my Lord. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things. You're in good company, because Job declared, all the days of my appointed time, I will wait until my change comes. You're in good company, because David says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. I heard a songwriter declare, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. Oh, praise God. Christ Church, I'm going to be a part of the I Will group because I know Jesus is the fountain of my joy. Anybody here, Jesus is the fountain of your joy. He's the one that puts that joy in your spirit, that pep in your step, and that slide in your glide. Hallelujah. It's the Lord Jesus. Amen. It's the Lord Jesus who's been my strength in weak days. Oh, we have to answer the question, who is the source of your hope today? Oh, and if you say, I will, I do, it's the Lord Jesus. You are among good company. Some will and some won't. But I've decided that I'm going to stay on the battlefield for my Lord until I die. So how about you today, Christ Church? As individuals and as individual families and together as the family of God, the body of Jesus Christ. Will you, Christ Church, keep telling the story about Jesus? Hallelujah! Will you tell everybody that he died, he suffered, and he rose again that they might have life and that he is alive today? Hallelujah! Praise God. Because you see, some will and some won't. But how many here today are going to boldly declare, I will! I will. I will. Anybody? I will. I will. We will. How about we will? As Christ Church, we will. Amen. Serve the Lord until we die. Amen and amen. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Let us pray. We say thank you, Lord, for your awesome love, which is always and ever towards us. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you loved us so much that you came into this world so that you could save us and that you could show us the way to abundant living here on earth and eternal life with you. Thank you in your word in John 3:16 that you reminded us that you, Lord God, so loved the world that you gave your one and only Son that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Thank you, oh God. Thank you. For each who have chosen, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, come into my heart. Come in and transform my life. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you came to save the lost, but also you came to provide every believer with the power to live fruitful, productive, and joyous lives in you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, it's so awesome to know you as our Lord, Savior, King, and friend. And Lord, I pray that each here today and that all as a body, that we will choose, we will make the decision to be sold out for you, Lord Jesus. We will make the decision to say, I do, we do, I will, we will. And we ask that you would make it so in Jesus' mighty name. And all God's people join together to say, amen and amen. Praise God.